Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother Tupos, used to be James, from DoneParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, yeah, that name, Tupos, it goes right in line with my teaching today. You know what I want to talk about? Getting a new name. Let's talk about getting a new name. If you've been watching our website or our Facebook page, you may have noticed that I use a different name, Tupos. And I call my wife's sister Amin, and I guess I want to explain that to you. What's going on at DoneParish.com with the different names? Well, a few years ago, I gave my wife the name Sister Amin, and that means faithful in Hebrew. And she gave me a name. Tupos is from the Greek in the New Testament, means an example. And so we gave each other new Bible names that kind of display a trait that we saw in each other. And it's an interesting thing. I never thought about doing this. A pattern's developed among the little group of believers that we're united to all over the world. And it's to take new names. And how it works is people that are born of Christ, born of God, come out of the culture, come out of man-made religion, come out of their flesh, and they're striving in holiness and obedience, then there's a pattern. When they draw close to other people, someone close to them will offer them and say, I see this in you, and will offer them a new Greek or a new Hebrew root name. That's how it works. And it's kind of exemplifies a characteristic in their life. I told you about Amin means faithful. How about this one? Pergos. I have a brother, Pergos. Ready? He's a strong tower. In Greek, Pergos means tower. He happens to be a very tall man, but he's also very tall in the Word of God and in his faith. So I gave him the name Strong Tower, Brother Pergos. And so that's kind of been the way that we've done it. You see a trait in someone, you give them a new name. Now, I just want to explain this so everybody understands. This has nothing to do with a Holy Spirit-inspired doctrine or a command. It has nothing to do with a person's salvation. Don't worry, we're not going off into the heretical Hebrew roots movement where they take Hebrew names to be more like the Israelites because that's their identity to salvation. No, it's nothing like that at all. It is just what I told you. We are taking on either root Greek and Hebrew words that exemplify a godly trait that is required of God in his people that someone else gives us. We don't give them to ourselves. And I want to describe to you, I think I have 5 points here, on how it's based from the gospel and the scriptures. Let me explain, all right? So let's get at this. All right, first, God is going to give us all new names one day. Did you know that? So Isaiah 62:2, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness and all the kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. So that's kind of like a precursor, but this is really the one for us. Revelation 2:17. I love this verse. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say to the ecclesia, the body of Christ. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he but receiveth, or saving he that receiveth. So isn't that awesome? We're going to get new names. We're going to lose our old earthly name one day. So get used to that. You're going to lose, if you're born of God via the gospel, check it out at noparish.com, the gospel, you're going to lose your earthly name one day. All right? So that's kind of the first premise. God's going to change our name. So we thought, interesting. And then there's other subtle name changes. How about this? We move from children of Satan to children of God, 1 John 5:2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and we keep his commandments. We become children of God. It's kind of a new name, isn't it? How about saints to sinners? 1 Corinthians 1:2. Unto the church of, or the body, the ecclesia of God. I don't like that word church. The ecclesia of God, the called out ones, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. With all in every place that call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, both theirs and ours. How about this one? We go from being an enemy of God, James 4:4, an enemy, friends with the world makes you an enemy of God, to being a friend of God. John 15:14, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So we become friends of God through the gospel and obedience. So God's going to give us a new name. We kind of take on some new characteristic names. We're not sinners anymore. We're saints. We're not enemies. We're friends. We're not children of the kingdom of Satan. We're children of the kingdom of God. My next point, I would say scripture teaches via the gospel that we are to die to ourselves, and that old man, that old person is to die. And those of us that have taken on these new names, we get a new name. And you know what? It's a great way to put on every day that you're a new person and that old man needs to die for the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 5:15. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Yeah, we're not to live unto ourselves. We're supposed to live unto Christ. And so that name helps us say, hey, I'm no longer James. I'm Tupos in the faith. I need to be an example. And I'm a kill that old man in me. Number three, also via the gospel, all things become new, right? Newness matters to us saints driving together. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, I'm not saying you have to take a new name, but it's interesting. Paul says all things become new. So we that are united together, we say, you know what? We want all things to be new. We want to walk in the newness. We want to kill the old man, like point two. Point three, we want to walk in the newness. Why not take a new name that exemplifies a characteristic of God? Interesting thought, isn't it? How about number four? We are to live out the faith life and to model it and its virtues and its godly traits that are come from the Spirit. And with our new names, we mark that and we glorify God. So we're to model these traits. And my wife is faithful. Amen. I have a brother, Zelos. He's zealous. We have other sisters with other godly names. All right? Other brothers with other godly names. It's very important. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Wherefore, ye eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do it all to the glory of God. So all of it's to the glory of God. And so that's another reason. And then five, last reason. Ready? God gave new names to people in the past. We're talking about Abraham, Sarah, Jacob, Paul, and Peter. Let's talk about this. Genesis 17:5. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations I have made thee. So he changed his name from Abram to Abraham. Abraham, father of many nations. Really had great importance there. Genesis 17:15-16. And God said unto Abram, as for Sarah, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai. As for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be the mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. So isn't that interesting? He gave Sarah a new name. Genesis 32:28, maybe one of the more famous ones. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. So Israel means ruler with God, power with God. Jacob's name got changed to Israel. In the New Testament, we see Simon Bar-Jonah. You know who that is? Here we go. Matthew 16:17-18. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. All right, so this is a Roman Catholic doctrine where they say Peter was the first pope and all that. Peter actually means a stone, not the rock. Peter, Petros, means a part of a stone, part of a large stone. Petra means large stone. That's God. I actually did a teaching on that on the teaching blog. Look it up. Peter is one of the lively stones he talks about in the book of Peter. And Christ passed on the truth through him and the other apostles. And again, God is Petra, the solid rock. Peter is Petro. So Peter's not the Pope. Peter's not the rock. But isn't it interesting? He got a different name right there. How about Saul? who was a murderer, and he became who? Here we go. Acts 13:9. And then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes upon him. So we see various name changes in Scripture, and some of them have deeper spiritual meaning than others. I get it. And it's not the reason why we do our name change. But it's just come about that our little fellowship of believers is scattered all over the world that we're united to every day. It's a loving marker of us who are born of God by the death, burial, resurrection of Christ through repentance to him, coming out of our flesh, the world, and man-made religion, born of the Spirit, all things are new, dying to self, walking in holiness and obedience, living out these virtues we're talking about, and then enduring in the faith. We want to die to the old. That's why we're doing this. We want to know that we're able to, and by the Spirit, we're living holy. And you know what? People that do that and have a testimony of it, and by their word and their testimony and their fruit, people that know them, they get a new name if they want one. Now, I said if they want one. This is not required of the people that walk with us. So don't think it's adding or taking away from God's word or causing division. No, it's not requirement. If you're named George and you want to stay George, we love you, George. If you're a saint of God, we love you anyway. But you don't have to change your name. This is for people that want to take it. This is for people that are moved by the Spirit. And people have seen a great blessing in doing this. As they see out with the old, in with the new, exemplifying who they are, walking in the ways of God. And we're not trying to play God here because God changed some names. Nope. What we're trying to do is mimic some key biblical principles we see that I just explained above. And we think it's a good thing to do that. Come out of the things of the world and your old and your past. Walk into the new and the things of God. And it's interesting, I want to note here, we've already seen some mockers because of this, of people laughing, mocking. It's funny. Some of the people that mocked, they take men's names. Mennonites, Hutterites, Lutherans. Yeah, they mock us for taking godly characteristic names, yet they're named after men, some of them wicked, sinful. Other men, like Menno, would come and rebuke you if you're named after him because he was a man that would not have put up with that. We're not supposed to name ourselves after men. And then we get other people who mock that they don't have any godly traits to ever be considered to get a new name in the things of God. So they best repent or they're going to perish. So they shouldn't be mocking anyone. They need to look at that plank sticking out of their eye as they mock our little splinter. So the fact is, this teaching is just to kind of bolster the idea that we're doing this all unto God. And it's to the faithful brethren. Sisters, not unto men. Peter said it well, Acts 5:29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Yeah, I really don't care what people think that are outside of Christ and not united to me. I really don't care. They're probably not biblical people at all. Doesn't bother me one bit. They actually mock the doctrines and the oracles of God. Why would I care that they mock an idea to take a new name that exemplifies godly characters. So, as I said before, I think I said it once before, God wants us to take the old out, wants us to walk in the new, and we, as his set-apart ecclesia, the body of Christ, we're happy with that. We like this new change. We like calling each other our new name. It reminds us of the gospel every day. When I see my brothers or my sisters and I call them their new name, it reminds me of the gospel that's transformed them. If you call someone by their own name, Harold, it gives you no remembrance of anything, and it really is more of something he got when he was in the world, probably by worldly lost people in most cases. So I love thinking of my brothers and sisters with their godly names. And here's my hope for you that are listening, saints or seekers. Saints, I hope you strive in the gospel, biblical gospel. Seekers, I hope you repent to it. And I hope you strive enough to leave the old, walk in the new, exemplify these godly characters that we're talking about, and then maybe one day you'll be close enough to other people who see it in you, and maybe they'll mention, hey, you remind me of this, and you might want to ponder taking on a godly character trait for your new name, because one day, according to Revelation 2, you're going to get a new name if you endure and you're born of him. Put the old away, walk in the new. This has been Brother Tupos. Repent and obey the gospel. Check it out at don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog. Go to all the resources we have. to help you in the faith. Walk in the newness of life. Seek the kingdom of God with all that you are. And let us know how we can help you do that. My brothers and my sisters are here to help you. If you want biblical daily fellowship and Bible study, and you want to be loved on and held accountable and hold others accountable and love on others and share the gifts that God gives us all, shoot us an email. We'd love to get to know you and see if we could find unity in the faith. Hey, till next time. Thanks for listening. That's all I got for you. Go out and have a joyous day. May God be praised.